Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the red carpet at the BFI London Film Festival. Tonight we've been at the premiere of new film Judy and Punch and had the honour of speaking to its director, Mira Fox, and her lead actress, Mia Wasikowska.
So for people who aren't already familiar with the film, they might have heard of Punch and Judy, but not know what your film's going to involve. So can you give us a brief introduction and why you wanted to make this film and why you want to be a part of it?
Yeah, well, we essentially take your beloved historical kind of story and we turn it completely on its head, and we look at it from essentially from the perspective of an origin story, really, like a version of how this hand puppets that we know today may have come into existence. But we're very loose with the history and with the facts, and we've just tried to make something that's kind of irreverent and fun.
What attracted you to this period of time, this story? Why did you think it would be a good time to put this up on the big screen?
Well, the project came to me via Vice in America, and they wanted to make a live-action Punch and Judy film, and we all knew from the get-go that that had to involve a reimagining of the power dynamics within that story, because historically it's not sort of, doesn't sit so well in 2019, thank God. And I wrote the film several years before this current kind of wonderful, strong Me Too movement, so it wasn't intended as a film to land in the time that it has landed in, but I think it's sort of landed in a really interesting time when we're talking a lot about female power, and I think that's a great thing.
And what attracted you to the role of Judy, and what was your experience of working with Mira, but also Damon, opposite him as Punch?
I loved everything about it. I loved the humour and the originality in the world that Mira had written and created, and I was just excited about that and working at home and working with people that I knew and really liked, and kind of just embracing this bizarre, strange film, and
not so movie.
And it's been great.
And do you think it does have a lot to say to a contemporary audience, even though it is a period set piece? And you know, what is the power of cinema to kind of get us to like think about these issues in different ways?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's quite just timeless in that way, that it's no matter really what age it would be in, it would still resonate with people and would have a really important message. So, I think it definitely is important that we talk about everything that's sort of broached in this film.
And do you think we're in a good moment now for female-led films, you know, female filmmakers? And this, I guess, is like a feminist twist on an old fairy tale. So do you think that we're in a good moment, or do you think there's still more to be done?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's always more to be done, but it is a great time, you know, at the moment with all this awareness of, more female stories and having females tell those stories. And so it is a good time, I think.
And how do you feel from a filmmaker's perspective?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like there's a massive groundswell, and there are so many really wonderful young emerging female filmmakers. I think what will happen next, which I kind of really look forward to, is that we'll stop talking about gender, because we'll just have parity and it won't be an issue anymore. So I look forward to that time.
And finally, what do you think people are going to take away when they leave the cinema after watching this film?
Oh, look, I guess that's up to the individual, and I think for different people it's going to be a different thing, but I hope that they had an enjoyable sort of fun ride, and I hope that they're able to enjoy the film as an allegory and how the political similarities that may still exist today are scary and kind of stark, and yeah.
Same. I hope that they just enjoy it for what it is and its originality, and I hope they enjoy it.
Fantastic. Well, lovely to meet you. Thanks so much for your time. Thank you.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.